Robert Bonacker, Robert R-O-B-E-R-T, Bonacker, B-O-N-A-C-K-E-R. Date of birth is May 17th, 1955. This is for date of service, 10-2-2023. Mr. Bonacker is a 68-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his multinodular goiter. He has a history of a multinodular goiter diagnosed about 15 years ago. He also has a history of hypertension, hypogonadism, and impaired fasting blood glucose, and a right bundle... he reports some hair loss, and he reports that his weight has remained stable. He reports that he had a carotid ultrasound, and at that point they noted that he had a thyroid nodule. He denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. Sometimes he'll feel a lump, but this does not cause any compressive symptoms. He denies any polyuria, dipsia, or polyphagia. Plan number one for his multinodular goiter, he will be due for a follow-up thyroid ultrasound in January of 2024. The patient had a thyroid ultrasound. The patient had a carotid ultrasound, which incidentally found the thyroid nodule on the right measuring 2.3 centimeters and another dominant nodule on the right measuring 1.6 centimeters. We will order a follow-up thyroid ultrasound in January of 2024 to reassess the status of these nodules and make any comparisons to the current studies. Next number. The patient states that he had an FNA biopsy of these nodules about 15 years ago and they were benign. Next number, his thyroid ultrasound in October of 2022 showed the dominant nodule on the right to measure 1.4 by 1.3 by 1.1 centimeters and another one measuring 2.3 by 1.8 by 1.3 centimeters. Again, we will compare 2022's thyroid ultrasound to the thyroid ultrasound that we will be obtaining in January of 2024. Next number, I will also check a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also check a TPO antibody level. Next number, for his hypogonadism, the patient is on testosterone supinate therapy, 200 milligrams once every 2 weeks. My recommendation is to take 150 milligrams once every 2 weeks due to the patient's elevated blood pressure. Next number, for his hypertension, continue current therapy and follow up with primary care provider. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.